स्वाहा तत्सवितुर्वरेण्यं भर्गो देवस्य धीमहि धियो यो न प्रचोदयात्। Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast in this very new month. So first of all, let me wish you all a very happy new month. And in this month, I just want all of you to take a very good care of yourself. And this is a thing which I always say. Why? Because your health is really very, very important. Well, I started this episode with a very melodious mantra, and that is the power of a mantra. As I have tried to speak the mantra, to recite the mantra with a rhythm. And that is the power of music. Music is sound and silence. You know what? While dance is practically exclusively movement of body parts, music can be created by body parts. Mouth, hands, feet, etc. As well as musical instruments. Tabla, harmonium, guitar, etc. And I know that I am a great lover of music. I love to dance also, but without music, even dance cannot be possible, isn't it? Well, today I have decided to speak on the music, on the topic which is related to the music. So let us understand in brief about the origin of music. Yes, in India, in my nation, the origin of music is indeed a sound itself is traced back to the origin of the universe. According to Hindu mythology, the first ever sound is the Nad Brahma, okay, which pervades the entire universe. It is the purest sound in the universe and is believed to be unstruck. Another myth associates the origin of sound with the Tandav of Shiva. Yes, and it is that sage Narada then introduced the art of music to the earth from the heaven, and that is something related to the origin. Now, when you will understand this in the different way, yes, in the different time period, how this originated, you will understand the origin of music in different way, right? So in ancient India, the concept of Nad Brahma was prevalent, as I have already told you. Now understand, all organized music traces its origins back to the Samveda, yes, which contains the earliest known form of organized music. So let me go to another period, that is medieval period, where you will find the origin, yes, origin of two distinct forms of what? Yes, I'm telling you. Yes, the Indian music slowly started branching off into the two distinct forms, and they were Hindustani and Carnatic music in the medieval times. These two traditions of the music started to diverge only around 14th century AD, and the Persian influence brought a substantial change in the northern style of Indian music. In the 15th century AD, the devotional Dhruvapad transformed into Dhrupad, or classical form of singing. so many forms developed. And in the modern India, since most of the Nawabs and the noblemen, they lost their wealth and did not have the rewards to lavish on the performers, and most of the magicians, they had to move over to other occupations. So what happened in this period? A parallel development started developing at this time, and newer forms of media were now emerging, such as television, radio, etc. And the Western influences started creeping into the Indian music, and there was the spread of popular pop music. Classical music too started being exported out of the country in the 60s. Later, what happened, you all know. So the main thing is that music had some influence in the different eras in the history of my nation, and today it's like a therapy for those who use it. Yes, it improves overall physical rehabilitation, it increases motivation to engage in the treatment, it offers emotional support to the person, and most importantly, it provides an outlet to express the feelings. So if you have not tried using this musical therapy, try to use it. Even if you don't know how to sing, just try to sing. Just try to sing. Try to say some kind of tune. And then you will feel relaxed. Trust me, that happens. So with this note, I am concluding today's episode. Start creating your music to make your life musical. And trust me, you will always remember this in your life, and you will always try to follow this in your life. What I do, I always try to sing whenever my mind feels that it is not well. So right now, I will conclude this episode with a song which can be your favorite too. Ajeeb dasta hai ye, kahan shuru kahan khatam, ye manzile hai kaun si, na wo samajh sake na hum. Stay connected with me to learn more. Till then, take very good care of yourself, and bye bye.